In the name of Jesus, welcome. Welcome, especially those of you who are guests among us this day. We pray that the words of Jesus, the sung texts, and the choral pieces bring healing, peace, and hope to your hearts. I invite you to rise as you're able for the gathering hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Today's reading tells of the suffering of the prophet Jeremiah, who announced God's word to Judah, but was met with intense opposition and persecution. Jeremiah continues to trust in God in the midst of his suffering. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. And I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living so that his name will no longer be remembered." But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution against them, for to you I have committed my cause. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you now to read the psalm with me responsibly. Save me, O God, by your name.
In your mind, defend that cause.
Hear my prayer, O God. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless have sought my life.
Those have no regard for God.
Behold, God is my helper.
It is the Lord who sustains my life.
Render evil to those who spy on me.
In your faithfulness, destroy them.
I will offer you a free will sacrifice. For you have rescued me from every trouble.
And my eyes down my hands.
In our second reading, the wisdom God gives unites our hearts and minds. Instead of living to satisfy our own wants and desires, we manifest this wisdom in peace, gentleness, and mercy, and impartiality towards others. A reading from the letter of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. These conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples and saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all." And then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
High up on the shelf in my grade school classroom at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church and School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, there was a picture book about the life of Jesus. Oh, it had been written and illustrated long before I was born. And its pages were fragile and yellow with age. But the Jesus in that book, and the Jesus I met in most of the pictures I saw as a child, was a gentle man with a faraway smile. Some pictures showed him sitting quietly with a sheep around his shoulders, or dandling a child upon his knee. Others showed him in a meadow, gazing up at the sky, or walking along the shore of Lake Galilee. And to me, those were the boring pictures. But even the exciting ones, illustrations that pictured Jesus driving money changers from the temple or arguing with the Pharisees, never really showed him angry or impatient. Jesus never looked like the kind of person who might call someone like Peter Satan, or others a viper. Or the type of man who would heave a table full of coins across a crowded courtyard. Our teachers told us Jesus was so popular, the crowds followed him everywhere. But the man in those pictures didn't look as if he had ever laughed so hard that milk ran out of his nose. Like my friend Scott Keen in the third grade. And he didn't look like someone who might know the best jokes, even the ones you couldn't tell your mother. And although Jesus must have walked along the dusty roads of Palestine, oh, his robe was always clean. The pictures never showed him with blisters on his feet or knots in his hair. He never looked sweaty or grimy or just plain worn out the way we all looked after we played Foursquare or tag at recess. We were supposed to love Jesus because he was holy. And we were to be just like him because he was holy and meek and mild and tame. But the problem was, most of us weren't. And frankly, neither was he. And yet we absorbed that image of Jesus along with our box of animal cookies and milk. Those illustrations were as much a part of our religious formation as learning the creed and knowing when to kneel or stand or sit in church. And these images helped shape our own sense of life and faith and the journey of discipleship. But what about the Jesus we finally discover if and when we read the scriptures through adult eyes? The Jesus who speaks sarcastically sometimes when the disciples are clueless. The Jesus who challenges with difficult sayings and troubling demands. The Jesus who eats and drinks with the dregs of society. The Jesus who applies a sharp pin to institutions and people filled with a lot of hot air. The Jesus who refuses to pick up an earthly crown or temporal power or even a sword. The Jesus who repeatedly states that he's heading toward the cross. This Jesus isn't quite so mild and meek. He isn't so much interested in carrying us forever as little lambs upon his back as he is turning our faces toward Calvary and our feet toward the cross. Jesus isn't so much interested in keeping his robe clean as he is in plunging into whatever faces him. The hungry crowd, the deep water, the life of prayer, the life of service, the difficult problems that come our way all throughout life. The disciples argued over position and power. Who would be first? Who would take precedence? Who would sit on his right hand? And Jesus? Well, Jesus was inviting them to see something bigger. The holiness Jesus embodied is a holiness that calls for sacrifice, commitment, a dry shirt, a sense of humor. It is a holiness that beckons us to come. 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 Not after we clean ourselves up and go sit in the meadow with the lambs. Not after we determine the correct social pecking order. Not after our questions and our concerns are addressed. But now. Wherever we are, the real Jesus we encounter as adults may not be quite as tame or as comforting as the Jesus of our childhood picture books. He calls the little children to him, yes, places them in our midst, of course. And he teaches us that receiving a child in his name is like receiving him in person. But the adult Jesus also upsets our plans and challenges our beliefs along the way. Again, he reminds us the Son of Man is to be handed over to humans and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. The disciples did not understand this saying and were afraid to question him. What about us? Even though we know about the empty tomb, the encounter on the road to Emmaus, the fire of Pentecost, the glory of the ascension, we too are often afraid to question, afraid to listen. Afraid to let Jesus out of the pages of a picture book and into our lives. But, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, we have a choice. We can avoid hard questions, argue over privilege till the sun goes down, close our ears and refuse delivery on the difficult message of the cross, or we can follow him. We can follow him wherever it takes us. In the name of Jesus, amen. God has made us children through our baptism into Christ and has taken us into his arms to let us know that the kingdom belongs to us. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe God the Father.
I invite you to sit or kneel for the prayers of the church. Drawn together in the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray with confidence for the church, God's good creation, and all who are in need. Loving God, you welcome all at your table of grace. Instill in your church a sense of humility and curiosity that we embrace all who seek you. We pray especially for ministries of hospitality and faith formation. Lord, in your mercy, creating God, you shape the world so there is more than enough for all. Curb our habits of overuse and guide us toward more sustainable sources of energy, food, and water. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious God, your peace brings justice and solidarity. Encourage peace among peoples, tribes, and nations. Heal divisions in our country and local communities that together we might cooperate for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, you draw near to all who are in need. Bring healing and wholeness to all who suffer, especially all those who suffer from depression and other mental illness. Transform economic, political, and social systems that oppress vulnerable people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Transforming God, you accompany all through changes and transitions. Help us to see where you are calling this community to new ways of living the gospel promise. Assure us that even as change brings loss, it also brings hope and life. Lord, in your mercy, for whom or what else do the people of God pray?
For my cousin Randy, hopefully the surgery can't change his life. Lord, your mercy.
Gracious God, I pray for the ascended soul of my friend, I'm Lily. Looking close for his anguish. His friends. Lord, your mercy.
Rebecca, 5-year-old, who is dealing with cancer. Lord, in your mercy.
Your
God of love and kindness, we pray that you bless each person present here today, that you accompany them in their joys and sorrows, that you empower them with faith in the face of trials, and that you give them the spirit of goodwill towards others. We pray especially for Bruce's family, for Valerie's family, for Pat's family, for Wayne, Leah, Angie and Jessica, for James, for Allie's friend Sarah, for Jackie, Dylan, and their families, for Kurt, Lisa, and Malachi, for Eunice, for Bill, for John's family, Samuel, Zion, and their mother, for Scott, for Beckett, for Almaz, Awatosh, and Mulageta, for Matt's mother, Jeannie, for Finley, Jean, Jan, Richard, Barb, and Hildy. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you embrace us on our final pilgrimage from this life. Accompany all who have died, console those who mourn, and at the last, show us the way to eternal life in you. Lord, in your mercy, we entrust these and all our prayers to you, Holy God, in the name of your beloved child, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
And the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of that peace with your neighbor.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is our duty and delight that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, who welcomes little children in his arms, that the last and least be first in God's reign. And so with the church on earth, all creation and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending
night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples to eat, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given into death for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take, drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. do this for the remembrance of me. Knowing we are loved, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, come and taste the joy of God.
Thank you.
Holy God, you have welcomed us to this meal and fed us with dignity at your table. Send us now to welcome others and to be at peace with one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
May be seated. Just a couple of brief announcements again. Welcome those of you who are guests among us this day. Your presence has been a blessing to us, and we hope to see you again sometime. And let us know how we can bless you as well. We kicked off our adult forum today. I will be sending out maybe a little summary and some additional resources. We spent a good hour talking about music that was suppressed by the Third Reich. So there are a couple of newer books on that subject and an amazing array of personalities and very gifted musicians. So there will be a little follow-up with that. Just put a date on your calendar. The last Sunday of October will be our Reformation celebration, and we will also have a choral vesper that afternoon with our choir as kind of the foundational group, along with other choir singers from the area. So that should be a very wonderful afternoon gift. Please keep our parish administrator, Barb, in your prayer. She is away to Minnesota to look after her 93-year-old mother. So we're looking for some volunteers to help, especially towards the end of the week, putting together our Sunday service bulletins and folders. So if you're able to do that, you can please speak with me, Kyle on the organ, and or Lynn as well. Thank you very much. Any other announcements for the good of the congregation? Yes, Magdalene, please.
Hi, everyone. I am the new adult forum coordinator, so that's Caroline is taking a well-deserved break. And so I would like to say thank you to Pastor John for the amazing forum today. I know everyone who's there is going to be thinking a lot about it and also about how it relates to music today. Our next forum isn't for another month or so, October 30th, as well as everything else on Reformation Sunday, so I'll be giving you more details about that when we get a little bit closer. Thanks.
Also, if you're able to stay for a time of fellowship in the lobby, please take a moment to look at the beautiful renderings, architectural renderings of the Welcome Garden. There are some updates from the council awaiting some final numbers so that the congregation can make an informed decision about going forward with it. Please rise as you're able. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.